Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. We all make hundreds of decisions each day. Most are mundane, but some decisions, made even in a split second, can change the trajectory of a life. Take our guest today, Dante Small. 6 months after high school graduation, he made a choice that landed him in jail for 6 years, convicted of first-degree assault with a weapon. Then, in prison, he made another decision with a big impact when he enrolled in the Goucher Prison Education Partnership. He graduates today, the first alumnus of GPEP to earn a bachelor's degree, and he's with us in studio. Welcome to On the Record, Dante.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Amy Rosa, director of the Goucher Prison Education Partnership since it started in 2012. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
What is the Prison Education Partnership?
So Goucher College is a small liberal arts college that's been in Baltimore since the 1880s. We have about 1,500 undergraduates on the main campus in Towson. And GPEP, the Goucher Prison Education Partnership, is an academic division of the college that makes it possible for men and women in state prison to earn an excellent college education.
How did it start?
So there's been faculty and main campus students who were thinking about how Goucher might be involved in sort of this intersection of the possibilities for education while people are incarcerated for probably a decade before we were founded. In 2012, we became a formal division that could offer sections of existing Goucher classes on site at the two prisons. And so we've grown from there. Dante was part of the first pilot classes with 15 students in 2012, and next year we'll serve 130 students at two state prisons in Maryland.
How is it funded?
So GPEP is primarily funded through private grants and individual donations. That's about 75 or 80% of our funding. And we also are part of the Second Chance Pell pilot, meaning that our students who are eligible can access federal Pell grants, which is the funding available to help low-income students go to college.
What are the standards of the Goucher Prison Education Partnership courses compared to what's expected from a campus-based Goucher student?
Well, I'm going to let Dante answer that too. So our faculty are primarily Goucher faculty who teach on the main campus. We also sometimes have amazing faculty from other area schools, so Georgetown, Hopkins, Morgan. They're offering sections of Goucher classes. These are not classes that were invented for the Goucher students at the prisons, but rather just sections of existing classes. So it's very common. For example, one of Dante's advisors, Professor Jamie Mullaney, who teaches in the sociology department at Goucher, it's very common for her to be teaching one section on the main campus and another section of the same course out at the prison. So we hold students to the same standards, same expectations as any other Goucher student.
Dante, Amy said you should answer that too, and you have taken courses in the prison partnership and you've taken courses on Goucher's campus. Same standards?
Yes, absolutely. I can admit at first I thought that, you know, they was taking a light on us and not giving us the same kind of hard or rigorous work that we had that they do on campus, but I was so wrong about that. When I got to campus, it was exactly the same courses, taught in exactly the same way with the same standards. And it's been a great experience.
Back up for me. How did you first hear about possibility of Goucher courses in prison?
It happened one day after returning to my cell after work. I was working in the MCE shops, which was Maryland Correctional Enterprise. We was responsible for doing the letterheads, business cards, and envelopes of a lot of state agencies while incarcerated. And I had a cell buddy who also worked in the shops. And it just so happened the day that Goucher arrived and posted a flyer on the bulletin board, my cell buddy left work early that day and was able to sign both of us up. So when I returned back to my cell, he was like, "Hey, I signed us up for this program." And I'm like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, they're bringing Goucher College here and they're going to give college classes." I'm like, "Oh, seriously?" Because at this point, at the time in my incarceration, my day was basically idle. All I would do is just go to work, come back, work out, and then repeat. This gave me an outlet for me to work on the skills that I knew that I wanted to strengthen before I returned home.
So were you already thinking of doing something academic, or was this a new idea for you?
prior to being incarcerated, after graduating high school, I knew that I wasn't up to par academically with my writing and my mathematical skills. And I wanted to improve them, but I just didn't have an outlet or direction or any kind of way to really measure where I was academically. So upon being sentenced, that was something, a decision I made. I said, okay, I'm going to take this situation and I'm going to turn a negative into a positive. So my goal from that point on was to just educate myself and really challenge myself in ways that I know would help me when I returned home.
And what was the coursework like for you in those first courses when you were starting?
When the program first started, it started late within the semester, and they still, both professors, my English professor and Steve DeCaroli, they held us accountable for everything that was listed on the syllabus. So the first couple of weeks, we were doing 2 to 3 papers in each class, which really made us buckle down and give it our all and really dig deep within ourselves to flush out this work that this instructor was asking us for. But I was up for the challenge. I wanted it so bad that I was willing to do whatever it takes. And here was an opportunity for me to really, really see what I had.
Amy, what were your impressions of Dante during those first courses?
So Dante was part of this initial group of 15. He, like a lot of our students, was very new to, like any person in their first semester in college, very new to college and sort of figuring it out. And also, I think, feeling us out and trying to figure out what we were doing there and what we wanted. He was definitely serious about his studies. It's interesting because we started with some of these college preparatory math classes, and Dante was like reluctant to take those. And now he's gone on to be a computer science major, and his knowledge of math and computer science is like far beyond anything that I know. Mm. And in addition, one of the early memories I have of Dante was we provide everything students need. So we provide the classes, we provide the materials, the same textbooks that are used in any other section of that class, down to like the notebooks and pencils. And really early, Dante showed up with this carton of scrap paper that he'd gotten permission to bring from his work that was extra. His idea was that it would give students more scrap paper and it would cut down on some of our costs for supplies. And there was something that was like, we were so early in our first semester, and it was so clear that Dante wasn't just serious about his own learning, he was serious about the support of the other students and all of their progress toward the degrees and the success of the college at MCIJ, which felt important, and I think also set a tone with a lot of other men and women who were kind of feeling a similar thing.
That's Amy Rosa, director of the Goucher Prison Education Partnership, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us is Dante Small, its first bachelor's degree graduate. He graduates today. Amy, do you think the effects of the partnership go beyond the 100 or so participants?
There is the students' efforts pursuing their education definitely impacts their experience immediately and their experience after release, their futures. But I also believe that their efforts have a big impact on family. Most of the people we incarcerate in the United States are parents of school-age children. 70% of our students are parents of young people, and has a big impact on kids and the next generation and families. But it also, I think, has this ripple effect within and outside the prison. So we're interviewing for a new class now because we'll expand by about a third next year. And the most common answer to the question I ask in the interview, why do you want to apply to Goucher, is that they'll name specific students and they'll say, I saw Dante, I saw Sanford, I saw them on the tier with their calculators and their textbooks out, and they're so serious, and whatever they're doing, I want that. Or I've been living with Donna for a year, and every time she brings home her readings, I read them and then she explains them to me, and I'm ready to be in the classes. So there's just, I think, a number of ways that the students' efforts impact a lot of other people.
Dante, do you think the effects go beyond the people actually in the partnership?
People my age and older, I had no idea that by me going through this and going to college, that people called me the emotional and just like really, really inspired by what I'm doing, and tell me that, and oftentimes like let me know that, hey, like ask me questions. How can I get on this path? What can I do to change? And I've realized that it's like it's my duty to be a good role model.
So how far along toward your degree were you at the point when you left prison, when you were then put on home detention, right?
Yes. When I after my release, I had obtained, I believe, 28 credits. So for me, it was like a no-brainer. I was striking out with applying for jobs. I wasn't getting any calls back. And so I was looking for a way to occupy my time in a constructive way. So it was just the only thing that came to my mind was get back in school and then let that help you integrate back into society in that way. So I contacted Amy Rosa, let her know that I wanted to continue my education, and then she introduced me to a professor in Towson who then came to my house and signed me up, helped me fill out my FAFSA application. And
the financial application for financial aid.
Yes. I then began, 2 weeks after the bracelet being taken off of my leg, I started college at CCB Essex.
The community college?
Yes.
But then eventually you took courses at Goucher. Right?
Yes. So initially, I still really didn't like believe in myself or believe in all the potential I had. And I was just taking the easy way out. I was looking at it. I said, I have 24 credits. I'm halfway there. I'll just settle for associates. However, after having lunch with professors, they was just like encouraging me, but disappointed that I just wanted to shoot so low because they seen something in me that I didn't see. And it's not until today that I realized, like, wow, I'm so grateful that I've connected with these professors and they recognize my potential and push me.
So you're graduating today with a BA in computer science and a minor in sociology. How did you decide to study those?
So initially when I came, when I was after my release, the classes that I had were political philosophy, English. I also had the math courses and sociology. So sociology, when I had the class, it was a way for me to understand my environment and what was going on around me.
Like what? Give me an example.
Before being incarcerated, I was often stopped by the police, which really colored my perception of the world and like really made me not look forward to police encounters at all. And in a lot of ways, it shaped how I would move throughout the world. So it offered a way of explaining what's exactly going on in my community and also communities that I've been a part of in different states. So I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. I lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I also lived in Winter Garden, Florida. And all these communities are different. So it offered me a lens in which that I can understand the social forces that are working together to basically impact my life in either negative or positive ways.
And the computer science part of your studies?
So computer science happened, it was like the second semester of me being enrolled in Goucher College. And my sister, from when we was younger, she remembers that I used to love technology. I used to play and tinker with the computer, play with my Xbox, take it apart. But growing up, I had no outlet to really like see or nurture this interest in technology. So it never went anywhere. It just lay dormant in me. So she seen the class, and initially I remember when I seen all of the different majors that was available and I seen computer science, like everybody else, I was just like, there's no way. Right. But she said, hey, there's this intro class. They're giving it the next semester that you sign up for. Try it out. So I said, OK, I'll give it a shot. And then when I got in there and I was like seeing everything that was involved in the major and the material that we'll be doing and programming, I just like fell in love. Like, this is what I've been searching for.
What are your post-graduation plans?
My post-graduation plans is I'm actually fortunate enough to study abroad in Carousel on a travel writing ICA.
ICA.
It's an intensive study abroad experience that he's applied for. And actually, Dante had to petition parole to get permission to go on that ICA. So in addition to like getting a scholarship to go on this trip, he also got the state's permission to go as well.
Yes. All these experiences, studying abroad, attending college, like I've learned so much about, you know, the judicial system and what I can and can't do, because I came home with the perception that, with the felony conviction, I won't be able to leave the state. I was, of course, you know, frightened that I would miss my my parole and probation fees. Being on parole and probation, you can get your fees waived, your probation and parole fees waived.
If you're in college.
If you're in college. So there's incentives to go to school because a lot of people may not be able to afford to pay for their monthly probation and parole fees, which may result in them being violated at some point.
And return to prison.
And return to prison. Just learning about all these different things and also, you know, sharing this information with Amy really showed me that you can live a regular life just as everyone else, that it is possible. Also, just the whole process of writing a judge to get permission to go study abroad. Here's something that I thought that it was just in no way possible, but there's a way.
What would you say is the most important thing you've learned in the whole process? You just told us about some.
The most important thing I learned in the whole process is it's okay to make mistakes. Failure is expected. It's a part of the learning and growing process. And you can, as long as you learn from your mistakes and look at failure as an opportunity to learn and improve, then you'll be okay.
Amy, you taught at Rikers Island Jail in New York and at San Quentin State Prison in California before becoming director of the Goucher Prison Education Partnership in 2012. What is it about prison education that pulled you in?
My dad was the first in his family to go to college. My mom is an immigrant to the United States. And I think I was raised with the idea that education is a way that you can shape and change your life. And I worked in public education, the public schools in D.C. and New York. And I think for me, when I first started at Rikers Island, it was clear that my students were at an intersection. A lot of the ideas that I'd been thinking about when I was working in public schools or studying public policy and education before that, they were at this intersection of students who I think, yes, like Dante, like took responsibility, have responsibility for the mistakes that they made, and those were serious mistakes, but who also didn't have all the things I think we believe are necessary for young people to become successful adults, in particular access to education, and who were very serious about taking advantage of that opportunity for education. And then there was, at the time, for me, a big part of that was I'd come out of the public schools, so most of the folks we incarcerate are parents, and thinking about parents investing so much of themselves, not just to change their own trajectories, but to change the trajectories of their children and their families, felt really powerful for me. And that was how I first started teaching in prison.
Dante, are you still in touch with people from prison?
Not so much. I spoke to William Freeman, and he shared moments with me about how inspired other GPEP students have been about me graduating, and I often like to, you know, remind him, like, hey, I'm feeding off of you guys just as much as you're feeding off of me. Like, we're in this together, and we can do and change and come back in our communities and make a positive impact.
You are graduating. Our listeners are hearing this on the day you graduate. We're actually talking the day before. What does it feel like? What's going through your mind?
It feels amazing. For me, it feels like a million tons has been lifted off of my back. Consciously, I felt like on the outside, it was easy for me to pretend like, okay, like I'm going to be okay and there's an opportunity for me to be successful and get a job. But I worried about these things every day, and I worried about how much impact being convicted would really have on me in my life. And now I feel like I have an opportunity to correct all those things, all of those bad ideas that I had about my life possibilities and what I can and can't do. And I'm just on a journey right now to keep pushing myself and to continue to learn for my own personal aspirations and what I just want for myself. It's not about money. It's just about just continuing to, like, be the best you can be every day. And I've had the opportunity to be around some amazing people, from my college professors and the GPEP staff, and these people have become my role models and who I inspire to be.
I really wish you all the best. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Dante Small is the the first bachelor's degree graduate from the Goucher Prison Education Partnership. He graduates today. Amy Rosa is executive director of the partnership. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
We have a link to more information about the Goucher Prison Education Partnership. They can use tutors and other volunteers. I'm Sheila Cast. Short break now on the record and then a Stoop story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.